Apple currently operates a premium credit card in the United States. And how many of us has not envied Apple's card? I mean, have you seen how beautiful that card looks? It's made of titanium and launched in partnership with MasterCard and Goldman Sachs. Technology giant Apple is now gearing up to launch its own credit card in India. The iPhone maker's chief executive, Tim Cook, recently met HDFC Bank's CEO and managing director, Shashidhar Jagdishan, during his recent trip to India in April, according to a report by Money Control. And this is what we're going to be talking about in today's episode, that is Apple Card really coming to India? How authentic are these rumors, and when do you or when can we have a credit card of our own? Hello and welcome to the iGeeks Vlog Show. I'm your host Rishanki, and in today's episode we're going to be talking everything about Apple's flashy, shining credit card in India. Don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels. We're available everywhere as iGeeks Blog. And if you want to connect with me, you can just hit me up on Instagram, Hrishanki with an extra I. If you want all of this information in written format, don't forget to check out our app. The link is in the description. As per report, Apple is having talks with the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, to launch Apple Pay in the country. It is unclear whether the discussions pertained to the credit card being powered by the RuPay platform or the Unified Payments Interface, UPI. Luckily, RuPay credit card can be linked to UPI too. In India, only banks can launch credit cards, while UPI is for customers to make seamless and fast payments by scanning QR codes through mobile phones. According to the Money Control report, Apple has held talks with the Reserve Bank of India over the modalities of the card. The RBI reportedly asked the company to follow regular procedure for co-branded credit cards. Apple is set to launch its co-branded credit card with none other than HDFC Bank of India. The discussions are in the early stages. At present, the tech behemoth currently operates a premium credit card in the United States. But why is Apple betting on India? See, for the past couple of years now, Apple has been focusing on India. According to the report, the iPhone maker sales in India touched around 50,000 crores in the financial year 2022-2023. 50,000 crores. How many people are buying these iPhones? Where are these iPhones going? I mean, I know at least 3 out of 10 people around me use an iPhone. But then when you go through Twitter and Reddit, there are equal number of haters. I mean, I'm sure Apple is doing something right because people are going crazy about these iPhones. 50,000 crore, that's a huge number. Recently, Tim Cook, during his visit to India, had launched 2 exclusive stores in Mumbai and Delhi. Apple has been shifting a significant portion of iPhone production to India. It has a 4% share of overall smartphone market in India, which amounts to 2 core users. As mentioned earlier, only banks can issue credit cards to the customer. In India, Apple cannot introduce a card with its logo and customer's name on the front. In the US, however, the brand name of Goldman Sachs and MasterCards appear on the Apple card. But the tech giant cannot take these liberties in India. Last year, the RBI said banks' partner cannot store customer or transaction data as well, and Apple platforms cannot store the card details. Benefits of having the Apple card. Now, talking about rewards, the Apple card is integrated with Apple Pay and the reward will be deposited into Apple Wallet. This card does not have any annual fees. In the United States, the company lets its card users buy the products in installment without interest. Besides the 3-5% cash back on buying Apple products and services, the tech firm could partner with other premium brands for 2-3% cash back or reward points. Goldman Sachs, for years after collaborating with Apple on the introduction of Apple Card, may be contemplating an exit strategy. According to the Wall Street Journal, Goldman Sachs is actively seeking a way to disengage from its prominent deal with Apple, which recently expanded to include savings account for Apple Card holders. The investment banking firm is currently engaged in discussions to transfer the partnership to American Express, as mentioned in the Wall Street Journal report. However, no concrete agreements have been reached yet, and it remains uncertain whether Apple would support such a handover. Apple Card in India. Apple, meanwhile, is trying to expand its presence in the Indian market and planning to launch the Apple Card, a premium credit card in India. The company has been engaging in discussions with banks and regulatory authorities in the country for this purpose. Furthermore, Apple is also in talks with the Reserve Bank of India to discuss the specific operational details of the card. Money Control reports that RBI has requested Apple to follow the standard procedures applicable to co-branded credit cards and has not granted any special concessions to the company. But why is Goldman Sachs backing out of Apple Card? While the outcome of Goldman Sachs and American Express discussions still remain uncertain, it wouldn't be surprising if this arrangement ultimately materializes. Earlier this year, Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon expressed his contemplation of strategic alternatives for the investment firm's consumer division. In addition to its association with Apple, Goldman's consumer-oriented business encompasses a credit card partnership with General Motors and the acquisition of GreenSky, a lending company purchased for $2.2 billion in 2021. Apple Card in the US versus Apple Card in India. Notably, the Apple Card does not impose any annual fees. In the United States, the Apple Card have the option to purchase Apple products in interest-free installments. Additionally, customers can earn cashback of approximately 3-5% while purchasing Apple products and services. Apple may also establish partnerships with other premium brands, offering 2-3% cashback or reward points for purchases made with these partners. In the US, Apple Card holders benefit from a daily 2% cashback when using their card via Apple Watch or iPhone. Furthermore, the card also provides 3% cashback at major merchants. In India, Apple may face limitations in launching the Apple Card and carry out certain activities associated with it. Due to heavy regulations surrounding credit cards in the country, Apple may not have the authority to issue the card itself. Additionally, the physical titanium card, as introduced in the United States, may not be feasible for launch in India. The Reserve Bank of India has implemented regulations for concerning the offerings and charges that banks can provide to credit card customers. Last year, RBI issued a directive stating that banks and their partners are prohibited from storing customer data or transaction data. This directive will also be applicable to the Apple Card, meaning that Apple cannot store details on its platforms within India. When Apple announced in 2019 that it was launching a new Apple-branded credit card, some fans may have hoped it would reinvent how we pay for things. But the product's features make the credit card equivalent of a Red Delicious relatively ubiquitous and somewhat bland. Still, despite a crowded market of cashback cards, consumers may be able to find room in the digital wallets for another one that will earn rewards, especially on pricey Apple purchases. As with all the Apple product announcements, and really, all the credit cards, the important question to ask is this product even right for you? Here's everything you need to know about the Apple Card. Why would you want the Apple Card? It looks pretty, but that cannot be a reason, right? These are serious financial discussions we're trying to have, so we need to weigh down the pros and the cons. The $0 annual fee Apple earns 3% cash back on Apple purchases, as well as select merchants and through select apps, and 2% back on everything else. But only if you make your purchases via Apple Pay on your iPhone. If you use the physical version of the card, which is an option at retailers that don't accept Apple Pay, you'll earn only 1% cashback. It's unclear what kind of credit scores you'll need to qualify for the Apple Card, but assuming you're credit worthy, you might benefit from this card. Apple juice runs through your veins. Seriously though. Siri is your spirit guide. Every device in your home, car, and office comes from the Apple Store. Getting 3% cashback on numerous Apple purchases would be a big boon. And for all the other purchases, you're already well accustomed to waving your phone over the point of sale drive at checkout. You crave instant gratification. Apple says you can apply for the card through the wallet app on your iPhone in minutes, and you can begin it using the moment you're approved. No need to wait 7 to 10 business days to get a card in the mail. Similarly, when it comes to earning and redeeming your cashback, rewards are credited daily and can be used more or less immediately. Unlike many other reward cards, you don't need to wait until your billing cycle closes. You live in or travel to cities with widespread Apple Pay acceptance. Apple claimed in announcing the Apple Card that 85% of US retailers accept Apple Pay. It's also worth noting that Apple Card has no foreign transaction fees and MasterCards are widely accepted around the world. So in general, it will make a decent travel buddy. You're occasionally forgetful. Apple says you won't be charged a penalty rate or a late fee should you miss a payment. The company does, however, note that late or missed payments will result in additional interest accumulating towards the customer's balance. Also, it messes up your credit score, so don't do that. At first, the Apple Card didn't allow authorized users. However, Apple Card Family launched in April 2021, giving you the ability to share one card account with up to 5 other people. You can designate a co-owner who is equally responsible for paying the bills, an authorized user called participants. Account activity is reported to all 3 major credit bureaus for co-owners, as well as for participants who are 18 or older and opt into credit reporting. Each member on Apple Card Family Group earns daily cash through their purchases and gets to keep the cash back they earn. This is unlike many other authorized user arrangements where earned rewards go to the primary cardholder. You want access to Apple's high-yield savings account. With an Apple Card, you can deposit your cashback rewards into an Apple high-yield savings account that's available only for Apple Card customers. The savings account earns a strong interest rate and has no monthly fee or minimum balance requirement. Along with your rewards cash, you can also link an external account or use your Apple Cash balance to make additional deposits, which earn the same high rate and make withdrawals. Why you might pass on the Apple Card? The 2% cashback on most purchases matches many of the highest flat rate cashback cards in the market. But it comes with a big asterisk because you must use Apple Pay to get elevated rates. The physical card just earns 1% back on purchases and thus not competitive, and the industry standard is at least 1.5%. You're an Android user. To use Apple Pay, you must have an iPhone model that can support it. If you're committed to a different mobile wallet, such as Samsung Pay or Google Pay, consider instead a different card. Since Apple is trying to partner up with HDFC, any of the other HDFC's credit cards should do the job if you're an Android phone user. Cashbacks are good. I'm not giving you any financial advices here. Let me be very clear with that. But personally, I am loyal to HDFC to such an extent that my Forex card, my credit card, debit cards, everything is HDFC. So if you're an Android user, do not think about getting an Apple card. Just stick to your HDFC cards or whatever bank cards you're using. Dreaming of big sign-up bonus that can get you a free flight? Apple Card will never offer you that. A travel reward card will do it though. The $0 annual fee Bank of America travel reward card, for example, earns 1.5 points per dollar on all purchases, not to mention a plum or sign-up bonus. There are also other cards with Tata's signature card that gives you one flight ticket for free when you get that card and have certain spends annually. So if that is something you're looking for, then you should definitely not go for an Apple Card. Also, if you regularly shop at stores that doesn't accept Apple Pay, which is the case with India, you maybe shouldn't go for it. Beauty of Apple Card is that you're going to get interest-free financing options for Apple-branded devices and accessories. But if you're not very heavy on Apple products and services, then this offer also doesn't really make sense for you, right? For now, we have to keep our eyes on three things. Goldman Sachs ending its partnership with Apple, Apple Card's future in India, and how or whether would you qualify for Apple Card or not? How is it positioning itself in the market so that you'd want one? What are your views about having the Apple Card in India? And are you going to sign up for one? Do let us know by connecting with us on our social media channels. We're available everywhere as iGeeksBlog. And if you want to connect with me, just hit me up on Instagram, Harshanki with an extra I. I'm going to see you guys next week with more exciting content, hopefully testing the products. So stay tuned and keep listening to the iGeeksBlog show. Sayonara!